This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. One consequence of schools being closed for in-person learning during the past year is that a lot of kids who rely on school meals have had trouble getting enough to eat. Now states are starting to open up applications for an expanded relief program. Families who qualify for free and reduced-price school lunches can now collect additional benefits under the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. School-aged children, as well as those in preschool and daycare, are now eligible through the end of summer. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
The point of the pandemic EBT program is to get food to children who aren't getting their meals at school anymore. But there was a gap before the pandemic, summer.
When that last school bell rings, all of that infrastructure goes away.
Lisa Davis is with No Kid Hungry. She says to-go pop-up meals increased 160% last summer during the pandemic. But picking up meals can be tough for parents who may not have the time or a car. Judy Bartfeld researches food insecurity at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Even in the communities that do the best job of this, those summer meals are only reaching a fraction of the kids who normally get fed during the school year.
The new expansion of SNAP benefits will get more food into hungry mouths, says Lauren Bauer, who researches safety net policies at the Brookings Institution. She says before this pandemic EBT started, not all families who qualified for free or reduced lunch qualified for SNAP.
Pandemic EBT is meant to catch people who are falling into the gaps and to catch people who are not in school.
Researchers think this temporary expansion could bring permanent changes to the SNAP program. In fact, the USDA has actually been piloting a similar EBT program in a handful of states for almost a decade. Here's Bartfeld again.
I think when you have basically kind of a nationwide experiment showing that something new and different like this works and can be effective, it can create momentum for longer-term change, certainly.
So far, 31 states have been approved to expand pandemic EBT. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.